Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Sibiya, who joins you every day at this time to give you some of the latest news, heartwarming stories, to be frank, about the African continent. Soko, good morning to you.
Good morning, Abunyele, and to your listeners.
You talk about a masterclass from an eight-year-old Nigerian photographer, huh?
Yes, it's exactly how you heard it. There's an eight-year-old photographer in Nigeria by the name of Arike Oluwaseun. Now, her story is interesting. So I think we all know, you know, when as kids you get certain toys that you play with, but doesn't mean that's going to be your career. So when she was 2 years old, one of her toys was a toy camera. And her parents saw how, you know, she was really into it. And I think why she was into photography as well is that her grandmother is a photographer in Nigeria. So when they saw that, you know, like, she just wasn't playing as any other child, she was actually, you know, focused in terms of taking the right angles and everything else. When she turned three, her grandmother gave her her first camera. And as they say, history was created then, basically. And what she's been doing is that she has started a company along with her father, who's also her mentor, who's also in the creative space industry, and she does events. So the same way you would, at a birthday party, hire a photographer, she is the little girl that comes through and basically takes photos. So she does these novelty pics. And, you know, people at first thought maybe she was just going to get bored, like any child. You know, you give them a toy today, in 2 weeks they're bored. But she's really, you know, really sat down and focused on this craft. And I think why this story appeals to me so much is that, you know, we always hear about kids being developed, their passions being developed from a young age. And we usually have these things coming from the West, for example. You know, sometimes jobs in the creative spaces, especially in African communities, are frowned upon. You know, people want you to be a doctor, be a teacher, have a stable, solid job. And working in the creative arts is not viewed as something that's stable, financially sustainable as well. So, you know, when you have parents who have basically opened up their minds in terms of people can have jobs in whatever craft they want to do, as long as they're passionate about it, I think it's a win for them. For everyone, excuse me.
No, definitely, it is a win, and you know, it's been fascinating for me having a conversation with some people that have made a profession out of through your not mainstream jobs. I mean, like you said, you're either a doctor, a teacher, or a lawyer, and so if you decide to do photography, it's like, what in the hell are you going to be doing? I mean, studying communications. Who's going to pay you to talk? Things like that. But it's always wonderful to hear such wonderful stories. And so, Soko, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again on Monday. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much. Soko Sibiya, editor at africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.